Okay, so we're starting with the Mishnah and Daf Chav Ches. The Mishnah and Sukkah. Oh, first of all, I have to start with the Maisa that happened, why we got into the Sukkah. And we lived in Eretz Yisrael before we came to Waterbury in Har Nof, and the way our building was set up there were porches, but they were all on top of each other. So I think the way they built it was so that you could fit a sukkah. They moved them each over a little bit. So the way our merpesa was, our porch was, I would say 70% was covered by the porch right on top of it, and we had a little bit that was uncovered at the end. So that I had to build my sukkah over there.
For the men. For the
men.
Are they also for the ladies?
Yeah. For the man. So I built a sukkah. You know, I made a nice sukkah like further out, but it was obviously puzzle. It was just the part that was not covered. I had a shayla because I remembered learning in the Gemara the idea that if you're sitting in the sukkah and your shulchan is in the house, there might be a problem. So I looked into it then, just full of ma'isa, how it would be. And so this week I decided to give a shir, so I decided to go more in depth in that sugya of Rosh Yivruva v'sukkah v'shulchan v'soch habayis. The halacha, if you're sitting in a sukkah, that's a perfect example. And right, like my porch, if the table would not be in the sukkah with me, it would be under the porch on top of it. So what would be the din over there? So that's the background to why we're discussing this topic, why my interest in the topic. So the Mishnah says on the Chav Ches and Sukkah like this: Misha haya roshu v'ruba v'sukkah v'shulchan v'soch habayis v'shamay poslin v'sol machshirin. So it says one who sat with his head, majority of his body, in his sukkah, and his shulchan was inside his house. Beishamai pasos and beisolas machshirin. Now, I'm just going to speak out with the Gemara on Daf Gimel, but it's a whole long Gemara. So speak it out. There's something very strange in this line that does not make any sense. If you start off a Mishnah and you write Mishahaya, you're talking about a Maisa about a person, one who had the following situation. So the din that's passing at the end should not be Puzzle or kosher. The din should be he's yotze, his mitzvah, or he's not yotze. Mishaya, one who sat in his sukkah, but the table was in his house, he should have said he's yotze and not yotze. Why does it say posen or machshirin? So the Gemara makes this diyak on Daf Gimel, and the Gemara ends up coming out that on the one hand, Mishahaya sounds like a maisa that happened with a person that he was sitting rosh of rubu in the sukkah, and the table was in the house. What's the din? It should have ended up yotze and not yotze. On the other hand, by saying posen or machshirin, that sounds like a din in the sukkah be'etzim, that if the sukkah is only fits Rosh Avruba, it doesn't fit his shulchan, so what will be the din? Beisol will be machshirit, and Beisham will be postlin. Just for right now, we'll look at the Gemara in 1 second of Daf Gimel, but that's the problem with this Mishnah. You start with Mishahaya, you should end off with one who did it, is either Yotzi or not Yotzi, not postlin or machshirit. It's not pasul or kasher. A person is not pasul or kasher. A lulav is pasul or kasher. A sukkah is pasul or kasher. But the one who is sitting in the sukkah in a certain way can't be pasul or kasher. That's just a diag in the Mishnah. That's only a Daf Chav Ches. That was quick. Now, if we go to that Gimel, so it just shows what comes out after a whole long discussion of Tanya about this. If you look about 10 lines up from the bottom, 12 lines up from the bottom, the second word on the line is La'olam. The Gemara comes out with Maskana. The Pshat in this Mishnah is there are two things going on in this Mishnah. La'olam v'tarti pligi. Really, there are two machlosim going on here between Beisol and Beishamai. Pligi v'sukkah ketano, pligi v'sukkah gedola. They argue on both things. The chesir ha'mechzer v'achik katani. And really, the Mishnah is missing words, and the Gemara is going to fill in the words. Mi shahaya rosho v'rubo v'sukkah v'shachana v'sukkah v'ayis. My case in Hanof, one who is sitting rosh of rubu in his house, and his shulchan in his sukkah, and his shulchan is inside his house. Beishame omrim lo yatza. The one who did this is not yotze. Beisol omrim yatza. That's the number one. The number two, v'she'ena machzakes ela kedei rosh of rubu bilvad, and a sukkah that only holds, it is only the size to hold a person and his body, but it cannot fit his table. Beishame hassles. Beisol el machshirin. So two machlokes going on. Bekitzer, we have a din in a regular sukkah, a regular 70,000 by 70,000 foot sukkah, a huge sukkah. But you're sitting at the edge of the sukkah, and your table is outside the sukkah in your house. So we have machlokes Beishamai Beisol. Beishamai says it's no good. Beisol says it is good. We have another machlokes have. What is the minimum size of a sukkah? Beishamai holds you need rosh of ruba v'shulchano, which is zayin al zayin, zayin tefachim by zayin tefachim, which is very small. And Beisol holds even smaller. Beisol holds just rosh of rubu. You don't even need shulchanu. That's what comes out of this. That's very clear. That's what comes out of this Mishnah. That's how the Gemara establishes the Mishnah. Now, if we go a little bit higher up on the page, it gives the reason. The Gemara gives bring the reason for a sukkah gedola for the machlokas. And the Gemara says like this. When it says, the first word on the line is Dilma, it's about a third of the way down. It says, Dilma b'sukkah gedola pligi, ukegon di yasa v'apuma d'metulsa, this argument of Sukkah Gedolah, and he's sitting at the edge of the Sukkah, at the mouth of the Sukkah, the Shulchan of the Sukkah Bayis, the Beit Shammai Savri Gazrin and Shammai Yimshach Achar Shulchano. The reason why Beit Shammai says it's possible when your table is outside the Sukkah, we're worried you might be pulled after your table and you won't eat in the Sukkah, therefore it's Asr. Therefore you're not Yotzei. Beit Sulah Savri Lo Gazrin, Beit Sulah's not worried about it, therefore Beit Sulah's Lo Gazrin. So that's the Hezber by Sukkah Gedolah, that's the Hezber of the Machlokas. Okay, two machlokas in the Sulah Shammai, but the Hezber four machlokas. Now, if we go up a few more lines, working our way backwards here, Amar Rav Shmuel by the star, about 10 lines down. Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak. Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, halacha tzricha shetehei machzakes rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. The halacha is halacha l'maisa that a sukkah needs to be the size that it holds rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. That's the whole all three. Amar Lai Rabbi Abba, Keman ke Beit Shammai. What, you pass like Beit Shammai? Amar Lai, El Keman. Well, what do you think? Yeah, I'm passing like Beit Shammai. Yeah, passing like Beit Shammai. Ikid Amri, there are those that say the discussion went a little different. It comes out with the same maskana, but their sarcasm was a little different. Amar Rabbi Abba, the Amar Lochamani. First he said, Allah says, you need Rosh Hubruba Vashachano, and then the other one responded and said, Amar, who told you that? Amar Lai, Beit Shammai hi v'lo tazaz mina. It's Beit Shammai, and don't move from it. Clear psak and Gemara Muslim to everyone that halacha is like Beit Shammai. One of the rare cases that we pass like Beit Shammai, at the minimum size of a sukkah is like Beit Shammai, you need Rosh Hubruba Vashulchano, even though Beis Sol argues and allows it to be even smaller than that. So Gemara passes like Beis Shammai. But the shaila that comes up is the following, is that we have two machlokes in Beis Shammai and Beis Sol. We have one machlok is at the minimum size of a sukkah, where the Gemara clearly passes halacha is like Beis Shammai, you need Rosh Hubruba Vashulchano. But we have another machlok where the Gemara leaves us hanging of what the din is in the case where a person is sitting, his body in the sukkah, his table in the house. So Beis Shammai says it's usur because he might lean after the table and eat inside the house. Beis Sol says it's okay, we're not worried, we don't make akzera. But we're not told how to pass from this shaila. So for that, we go to the rith. The Yud Gimel is really the rith, it's not the Gemara. You see, there'll be a nisim like that. So the rith pass comes like this. If you look right before the first Mishnah, by the last skinny line, second to last skinny line, Mishaya Rosho Virubo Basukkah, Vishulchano Vasokha Bayas, one who was sitting with his head and the majority of his body in the sukkah, and his table was inside the house, Beishamay Amrim Lo Yatza, O Beisil Amrim Yatza. Fine, that's the machlokas of the by the sukkah gedolah. Din number two, v'she'ena machzekes k'dei rosh v'rubo v'shulchano. If it's too small, it doesn't hold your rosh v'rubo v'shulchano. Beis Shammai poslin, Beis Sol machshirin. V'halacha k'Beis Shammai b'tarvayhu. Haskins the rith halacha like Beis Shammai by both dinim. Even the Gemara only said it by the sukkah ketana, right? That you need k'dei rosh v'rubo v'shulchano. The rith extends it halacha like Beis Shammai even by sukkah gedolah. That if you're eating in the sukkah and your table's in the house, that you're not yotze your mitzvah of sukkah. Halacha ke Beis Shammai tavayu, dechad taiman inu, because it's all one reason. That's azezak the rif. Halacha like Beis Shammai by both, because it's all one reason. Even though the Gemara only passes by one, since the same reason applies to the other one also, so the Gemara only mentions the halacha by one, but the halacha is like Beis Shammai by both cases. Fine. Now we go to the Ran. The Ran just represents the Ritva and many other Rishonim that ask kashas on the rif. If you look at the around the top line, Upasak harav alfasi zal ki Beis Shammai b'tarvayu. The rift we just saw passing like Beis Shammai by both cases. V'cholku alav, and others argue, including myself, the Ran. Others argue on the rift. Why? Dinihi d'biketana if sukkah hilchos like Beis Shammai. Granted that by a sukkah ketana the Gemara paskins alachos like Beis Shammai. The Amri el tzricha shtei masnekas rosh v'rubo v'shachanu. Granted the that din of requiring the size of rosh v'rubo v'shachanu we paskin like Beis Shammai. Aval b'sukkah gedolah mashma. The mashmos is the kaglon ke Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a mishnah. We know we have a general rule. We have Beis Shammai Beis Hillel unless someone tells you otherwise, you pass them like Beis Hillel. Right? The Kaimon ke Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a mishnah. So lays on the mikvah hilchos like a Beis Shammai, ela b'maidei hafsika b'behedya. Except what the Gemara tells us, mefurish halachos like Beis Shammai, we have no right to establish like Beis Shammai. Aval b'maidei lo isek hashrinan l'chlolan. But that which the Gemara doesn't pass like Beis Shammai, we go back to our original klal, v'natinan ke Beis Hillel, and we pass like Beis Hillel. That's kash number one. That what right does the Rif have to extend it to a din that the Gemara doesn't say that the halachos like Beis Shammai, the Gemara doesn't say about the second din? That's question number one that Ran asks. Question number two. V'od, the mashma the trei tami the pligin inu. The mashmos of the Gemara, and this will be the next page, I guess we'll do it. The mashmos of the Gemara is that there's really another reason. There's really another reason. It's not the Rif said it's both the same reason. Right? The Gemara only told us the reason so far by a big sukkah. And I'm sitting in my sukkah. My table's in my house. That's not good because I might lean after my sukkah. So far, we didn't see any reason given for a small sukkah. Why it has to be Kedirosh of Rubah Vashalah? We didn't see a reason for that. So if we just take a pause in the Ran, we just go to the next page, page 14, which is that Zion of Days. So we'll see an interesting Gemara, which the Ran is going to quote in a second. So the Gemara starts. Amar Abaye. If you see Tosas of Ramaskal Sichech, the second one, so if you go over to the Gemara, it's three lines up from that, in the middle of the line. Amar Abaye. So Abaye comes out with a din, the following. Amar Abaye. Rebbe, Rebbe Yoshia, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Shammai, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Acherim, all these Tanoim, Kulu Svir Luhu Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inan. All these Tanoim hold that you need a sukkah to be a Diras Keva. Now we, anyone who learns sukkah knows that we really pass from that a sukkah needs to be a Diras Arai. So the Mefarshim will explain, the Ran's going to explain that even though they all hold the Diras Keva, it just means we hold the Etzel needed to be a Diras Arai, but it has to have some level of Kvias, right? Not Mamish Keva, it has to be a Diras Arai, but some level of Kvias, it has to have some level of sturdiness. So it goes through and shows each Tana, their Mishnah, where we see that they hold that it has to be a Diras Keva. So they go down to Beis Shammai, which is towards the, has a star there, right? Beis Shammai, yeah, by Tosas Ramaskal Mechitza, one line up. Beis Shammai Ditznan, where do we see that Beis Shammai holds that you need to have a Sukkas Keva? Misha Yarosho V'rubo Basukkah V'shachonu B'soch HaBayis Beis Shammai Posen V'sol Machshirin. So first, our Mishnah says, one who has a Rosh V'rubo in the Sukkah, his Shachon is in the Bayis, Beis Shammai Pasels. So we see you need a certain size, you need Rosh V'rubo V'shachonu because you need a certain level of Kvias. So if you flip back to the Ran, so the Ran says, where does the Rif get off saying that there's the same reason for both of them? It's Mefurish not like that. It's Mefurish in the Gemara that we saw originally on that Gimel, that by a Sukkah Gedola, when you have Rosh Uvrubo, Basukkah, Vishachar, Vasukha, Bayas, Beishamai holds its pus, you're not Yotze, because you might be pulled after your table. And here it's Mefurish, and the reason why Beishamai holds that you need to have the bigger size of Beisilah, the Rosh Uvrubo, Vishachar, is because you have to have some level of Kvias. That's what the Ran's going to say. That's what the Ran's second kasha. V'od, but in the last wide line of the Ran, V'od, the mashma that trey tami de pligin inu. It's mashma that there are two totally separate reasons. U'besukah gedola, ho esparish tami de beishamay begomor de mishum hochi aminon lo yatsa, shema yim shachach ha-shulchano. V'esukah gedola, we saw already on that gimbal that the reason is because you might be pulled after your table. U'besukah ketana, labne haitayim apasli, that's not the reason why we passel it, ele mishum de sviru luhu diras keva ba'inan. We need to have some level of fias, because aminon right, then he goes through the kind of Rabbanan, the Ami Sukkah Diras Arai Ba'inan. Granted, we hold like the Rabbanan who say you need a Diras Arai, that it can't be over 20 because that's the only Diras Arai. You need some level of Kvias. You can't have a real Diras Keva, but some level of Kvias you need. And that is Shehei Mazak as Yoshev Rubo V'Shulchanu. The low Diras Ruchli, if not, is considered a disgusting Dira, it's too squishy. Hilkach, Sukkah Gedola V'Sukkah Gatana Trey Tamin Inu. Therefore, Sukkah Gedola V'Sukkah Gatana have two totally different reasons. Sukkah Gedola means I'm sitting, my Rosh of Rubo, my table's in the house, I might be pulled after the table and go into the house. So says the Ran, the Apa Gav, the Ifsika Hilkach Sukkah Deshama V'Sukkah Gatana, granted the Gemara Paskins by Sukkah Gatana. That was the psak in the Gemara of Gimel. The halachas can be shown by a sukkah ketana that you need to have the Rosh Rubo Shulchano, but the sukkah gedola had Jrinon leklawin. We go back to our general rule. Then akino can be silo the mashri. The halachas can be silo. And this is Muslim by the Rosh and by Tosos and others. The Rambam passes like the Rif. The thing about halachas and the Rishonim. How do we paskin in this din? It's clear to everyone that's in the first in the Gemara that by a small sukkah, and everyone knows this, that you need this, the minimum size of the sukkah, it's Kedirosh of Rubo Shulchano, that's in the first in the Gemara that we paskin like Beis Shammai. The shaila is, who do we paskin like when it comes to the din of Rosh of Rubo Shulchano, but Shulchano B'Sukkah Bayis? Are we worried you're going to be pulled into it, or we're not worried you're going to be pulled into it? So the Rif, just to review quickly, the Rif says that we paskin both like Beis Shammai, and he says because it's the same reason. So the Ran asks on him, well, first of all, the Gemara only paskins one case of Beis Shammai. Well, right, you have to extend it from the case of Beis Shammai. And number two, it's almost mefurish in the Gemara not that way. It's mefurish for the different reasons. By a sukkah gedola, the reason is you might be pulled after your table to go into your house. But by a sukkah tana, the reason is because it's you need some level of kvias, not a diras keva. Fine. So the Ritva and others attempt to answer these kashas, and they say The main kasha really is the second kasha. In the first kasha, they just say the riff holds, right? The first kasha of the Ran was that just because we pass in one case like Vaishami, who says we pass in the other case? So that, the riff explains that what the riff understands is that since they're all come out of the same line in the Gemara, it's all one Mishnah put together, so the Mela, if we pass like one in Vaishami, so there's no need to pass in the other, then the Mela will carry over. But what is the riff going to do with the kasha of the Ran, a very strong kasha? The riff says the same reason, there are two different reasons. So there are the two approaches that the Ritva brings down to answer this kasha for the riff. Number one, the Ritva says, another Ritva there. Remember the Ritva? I just have it over here. But the Ritva says, answer number one, very interesting. He says, the Gemara and the Zayin of Aviz, when Abaye brought down all these Tanon that hold the Dira Askeva, he says, that's Abaye. Abaye explains the reason for Beis Shammai is because the reason why you need Kederosh of Rugu Vashon is you need a level of Kriyas. That's Abaye. But we know Rava, I don't know where he gets Rava, because Abaye and Rava always argue, but there's no Rava anywhere. I looked around, I thought maybe I missed it somewhere. I didn't see any Rava, but we assume that Rava argues. He says, could be that Rava argues Abaye. Abaye says the reason why Beis Shammai holds by a Sukkot Tana, it's not good, because you need Kedesh Rugu Vashon, because you need to have some level of Kriyas. But Rava will hold, that's not true. The reason why it's not good is because we're worried that maybe you'll be pulled out of your table. Because after all, if your Sukkot only fits Rosh Hashanah, you can't fit a table in there. So where's your table? Your table's outside. So Mela, the reason why it's not good when you don't have Rosh So now, like Abaye, Rava would hold, because maybe you'll be pulled after your table, and then you have the same reason, and the riff will be beautiful. That's what that's answer number one that the Ritva gives. That Abaye gives that shot, Rava argues. The other answer he says is that Abaye and Rava, right, the non-existent Rava, Abaye and Rava don't argue, but they're the same answer. It's the same answer. When the Gemara says that you need a diras keva ba'inan, and the riff is passing, the reason is Shemba Yimshach Acha Shulchano, it's one and the same. And I'll just read the way he says it so I don't mess it up. Sorry. The Ritva says like this. Inami da Abaye v'Rava l'pugi. This is the Ritva. Abaye and Rava don't argue. Umay de ka'amar the time of the Beis Shammai debo diras keva. And that which Abaye says in the Gemara that Beis Shammai requires a diras keva. Hainu dira haru'uya lios pakeva. It means a dira that's fit to be a keva. She'in lochul shammai yimshach v'mena achar shachano. We really work together. You need to have a diras keva. What is diras keva? A sukkah in which you are not worried you're going to be pulled after your table, because your table has a possibility of being in your sukkah. So again, the Ritva has two answers for the riff. Answer number one is Abaye says that you need a diras keva. Rava argues, and Rava says it's not true. It's not because you need a kvias. It's just because Shem Yimshach Acha Shulchano. The second answer is which Abaye and Rava hold the same thing, that Hainuach, that the needing a diras keva is the same thing as being worried that maybe you'll be pulled off your table. Because needing a diras keva means you need a sukkah that's fit to be a diras keva. Means that you have the possibility of bringing in a table, and you don't always have to be concerned that you might be pulled off your table. So you join them together, that really is one answer, and the riff works out very nicely. Fine. Now we're going to go to Rikvega. Rikvega over here, where it says that on the right side, that Chav Ches Amud Aleph. So that Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Masis Mishaya Rosho, Ayin Le'el Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Betarti Pligi, just summarizing, because of HaRif, Kevan Di Tavayo Bechad Taimanehu, the Rif Paskin, since they're both the same reason, Halacha Kebe Shammai B'Tavayo. Vidas Tosos, which is like the Ran and the Rush. The Trey Taminu, it's not so clear in Tosos, that's why we didn't do Tosos. Vidas Tosos, the Trey Taminu, there's two separate reasons. The Be'ein, is this a Chazara? The Be'ein, a Mazakas, in a case where it's a small sukkah, it doesn't hold the Rosh of Ruba Vashulchano, Psulan Midina, the Havidina Surucha. That's not good because you need a Kvias. If you don't have a Diras Keva, then it's a Diras Surucha, it's a disgusting Diras, that's why it's not good. Uvasukha Gedolo, Vashulchano Vasulcha Bias, the reason why it's not good according to Beis Shammai is Mishum Gzeira. V'anan Kaim Malon Kebe Shammai Le'inyan Eino Machzekes, and Lefi Tosos and the Ran and the Rosh, we pass from like Beis Shammai Lagabi a case of Eino Machzekes. Avalo Inyan Hagzeira, the Shammai Yimshach Hayin Shom. Right, so it comes out, again, the Gemara Paskins clearly that in the small sukkah, just before we get to what Yehuda is going to say, the Gemara Paskins that when it comes to a small sukkah, everyone agrees that din is like Beis Shammai, that a small sukkah is not good unless you have Kedirosh of Rubo V'Shechano. We have a Mahogas, what is the reason why you need Rosh Hashanah Shulchan Aruch. According to the Rif, the reason is Shem Yimshach Achas Shulchan Aruch. According to the others, the reason is because you needed some level of Diras Kappa. Different reasons. Everyone agrees with Pasach Bishama, you need when it comes to the Sukkah Gedolah, according to the Rif, we pass by Beis Shammai that if your table's in your house, it's not good because you might be pulled after it. And according to Tosos, if the table's in your house, 100% fine, we're not worried about that Gzeira. But everyone agrees we pass by Beis Shammai Sukkah Ketana, but different reasons. Based on that, says Rav Eger, venerally, it's not an interesting thing, venerally, it's just like an interesting nafkamina between the two reasons why a sukkah ketana is not good according to Beis Shammai, right? We just came out that everyone agrees, according to Beis Shammai, everyone agrees in Pasuk Beis Shammai that a sukkah ketana is not good unless it's Rosh Rubah v'Shulchan Aruch. But we have two different reasons. One reason is because it's not a diras keva. The other reason is because you might be pulled after your table. So it's going to bring us like a nafkamina. Venerally, the sukkah ketana is samuch of sukkah gedola. Verosha Verubo Basukka Katana, Sha'ina Zayin al Zayin, Vishachano Basukka Gedola. Says if you take the following case, let's say you have a Sukka Gedola, a Sukka Katana, very small Sukka, but right outside the wall of the Sukka, it leads into a big Sukka. Instead of leading in like I had in my house in Hanok, instead of leading into the house, instead of having a teeny Sukka leading into the house with your tables in the house, let's say you're in a very small Sukka, and your table doesn't fit in there, but your table's right outside in a big Sukka. They're adjacent Sukkas with the doors connecting. So you can go right from the little one to the big one. So it works out beautifully. So says the Rav Eger, "Bazeh harif l'kula v'tosas l'chumra." The rif will come out l'kula, and tosas will come out l'chumra. The laharif yotza. According to the rif, that's the whole reason why Beis Shammai says it's no good by a sukkah ketana where it doesn't hold roshu v'ruba v'shulchano. It's because Shem Yimshach Achas Shulchano has the same reason as a sukkah gedola. So here, what's the problem? You might be pushed after your table. Gevaldik, you'll be in a sukkah gedola. So according to the rif, will be 100% fine. Right? The laharif yotza, the lo shayach lemig ze shem yimshach. The gam shulchan abesol sukkah ksheret, 100% fine. Ula tosas psula, the mikoma komat kana di reshulchi. According to tosas, it's a din daraisa that a sukkah has to be a certain size, otherwise it's considered di reshulchi. It's not a problem of being of leaning after the table. According to Beis Shammai, by a sukkah ketana, the reason why it has to be that certain size of roshu v'ruba v'shulchano is because you're going to be leaning after your table. So here, there's no problem of leaning after your table because it will be even better. You'll be in a bigger sukkah. But according to Tosas, the problem of having a small sukkah with Beis Shammai, the reason why it had to be roshu v'ruba v'shulchano, according to Tosas, was because you need a certain level of kviyas. So I don't care what's outside my door. I have the biggest sukkah in the world, but right now I'm in a sukkah that doesn't have the proper kviyas. It has to have some level of kviyas. It has to be able to fit a certain size. It doesn't have it, so it wouldn't be good. As we're talking about Kivega. Good? Just before we get to Halacha Maaseh in the Mishnah Berurah, there are two possible ways that you can say not so pashut Rav Eger, slow down. Well, one I saw in the Sfas Emes argues on one Nakuda, and the Aruch HaNeir argues from a different Nakuda. The Sfas Emes says that it's not so pashut. I mean, we have an idea called low plug. If you say according to the Rif, that the reason why a sukkah ketana is not good is because you might be pulled after your table. So Chazal said that whenever you have a sukkah that's not Rosh or Gerubah v'Shulchano, so it's not good. The reason is because you might be pulled after your table. That's the reason why Chazal said it's Aser. But once they said it's Aser, they made a low plug. A sukkah ketana that's less than Rosh or Gerubah is no good. If you ask Chazal why they Aser it, so the Rif will say they Aser it because maybe you'll be pulled after your table. But even if you come with a scenario where we don't mind if you're pulled after your table, like Rabbi Akiva Eger's scenario, his okimta, that you have a sling of gedola outside and we're not worried about it, that's not going to help you. The Rif understands it's a low plug. Even though it's a din de Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan's din only applies when your table's outside would be by a house, it wouldn't be in a sling of gedola, but low plug. Once Chazal said that it's not going to be good, because Shem Yishu al Shulchan, so they said, a sling of less than a certain size, it's not good, finished.
So it could be even according to
the Rif, you're not yet. So you could be the United States, not like Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's one way that you could argue. That's what Sassana says. And the Aruch HaNeir says, even stronger, he goes back to the second answer we gave for the Rif. The second answer the Ritva gave for the Rif, just to remind everyone, the Ran asked on the Rif, how can you say they're the same reason? They're not the same reason. The Gemara says by a Sukkah Gedola, the problem is you might be pulled at your table. The Gemara says by a Sukkah Ketana, the problem is it doesn't have a Kfiyas. Answered the Ritva in the second answer, the one that I read, I closed it already. The Ritva says that Hainu Haf, it's the same shot. That which the Gemara says you need a Kfiyas, it means that if you don't have the availability to fit your table inside a Sukkah, so then that's not a Diras Kevel. That's not enough of a Kabbalah. It's Hainu Haf. So Zakta Aruch HaNeir, according to this answer, of the way the Ritva is explaining the Rif, right? The Ritva is explaining the Rif, it comes out that the psul of less than Zayin Hazan is a din daraisa. It's the reason why Chazal, the reason why it's usher, is not because Shema Yivshach HaShulchanu. By a Sukkah Gedola, it's a gzeira, you might be pulled after your table. You have to go and say, it's a gzeira derabanan. But over here it's not a gzeira, it's a din daraisa. This is what Rochel Ner says. I'll read it to you, but first. It's a din daraisa, it's a din daraisa that a Sukkah needs to be a diras keva. What is the determination if it's a diras keva or not? If it won't be able to fit a table, and therefore there would be a problem of you maybe putting a table outside and leaving after it, that makes the Sukkah not a diras keva. But if you would ask the Ritva to feed the Rif, why is this Sukkah that is not Rosh Hashanah, why is it not good? The answer is, the Hezber behind it also is because you might be pulled after it, but the reason why it's Usher is because it's not a Diras Keva. It's not a Diras Keva. What made us determine it's not a Diras Keva? Because you won't be able to fit a table. Anything that you won't be able to fit a table, it won't be a Diras Keva. But even the feed the Rif, that says it's the same reason, when it comes to a Sukkah, he ends up saying, but Sukkah is also the Raisa. But by Sukkah Katana, by Sukkah Katana, it's going to be a Dinda Raisa. Maybe if it's a Dinda Raisa, the Kivegi will fall away also. The Kivegi's hope shot in the Ritva, in the Rif, is that since the Rif holds the reason why Rosh Avurubo, Vishachana, less than Rosh Avurubo is not good, it's a Shemi Yib Shachana Shachana. And that's a problem, because you'll be in your house. But here, with the Sukkah Gedola, there won't be a problem. So says the Rachmanah, that's not true. The both these Achronim, they bring down Rav Yehuda, they argue with him, they say this is against Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda is wrong. It's not Rav Yehuda, because says the Rachmanah there, that they'll feel the way the Ritva explains the Rosh, it's not simply because of Gzeira Sheva Yib Shachah Shachano. Because it has the possibility of leading after the table, that gives the Sukkah a din of not a Diras Keva. That's a din daraisa. It's a din daraisa. It's not good. It's not good daraisa. If it's a din daraisa, so you can't be mechali and say, oh, it's din daraisa, but since the hezra behind, we don't start thinking into daraisa. That's why a din darabana. Chazan the gzera, if it doesn't apply, so if you don't say a little plug, you can fit it, you can squeeze in a din. But a din daraisa, a din is a din. If a din is a sukkah that's not Rosh Rubu Vashachano, whatever the hezra we think is behind the din, which we're suggesting is because it can't fit a table, but maybe there are other reasons you can't work with the daraisa and say, oh, here it's going to be okay. So it'll come out that even if the rif, with this hezra, the Aruch Ler going with the Ritva's explanation of the rif, it will come out also that if the rif, it wouldn't be good. Just like the Vitosis. Okay. Now just, in the Maisa, just to go to the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the rif and the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says like this, Mishahaya Rosho Verubo Basoka, Vishulchan Aruch Chutz Lasoka, V'achal, ki'ilu lo'achal basukkah. You weren't Yotze. Afibu imhi sukkah gedola. Gzeir Hashem yimshach achar shulchanam. So it says, one who has Rosh Avruba basukkah, the shulchano outside the sukkah, it's ki'ilu he did not eat in the sukkah, and even if it's a sukkah gedola, meaning both, the sukkah katana is not good, that we know is the first thing about it, even if it's a sukkah gedola, like the Rif and the Rambam, even if it's a sukkah gedola, you're not Yotze. So clearly the Mechaber passes like the Rif and the Rambam, that both, like everyone agrees, by a sukkah katana, you need like Beit Shammai, Rosh Avruba, the shulchano, otherwise it's not good, that's the minimum size, and both like the sukkah gedola, that if you're sitting inside your sukkah, and your table is inside your house, the shulchano are clearly paskins, like the Rif, that you're not Yotze, because of worry, Gzeir Hashem Yom Shachach HaShulchano. Now, the Magen Avraham discusses the following shaila. This was really my shaila, because the Netzel, I remember looking at it and seeing if it was there, and the table was in a little bit, but most of the table was outside. So the Mishnah Berurah brings up the Magen Avraham, I saw that inside the Magen Avraham, says the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishpurish, V'mikta shulchano omid v'asukah, v'miksasa toch habayis, if part of his table is inside the sukkah, and part, you know, we pass it, if the table is inside the house, you're not yotze. But if part of it is inside the sukkah, and part of it extends inside the house, mutter. The logos read and bazen shem yim shachach hashulchanah. They were not worried. Magen Avraham, as long as it's a tefach, he brings a few different reasons. One of the things he says is lemaisa, it's only gzeira, and also there are many rishonim who hold the sashus safan, which there are Tosos and the Ran and the Rosh who all pass on sashus safan. So even though we hold like the rif that it's up, that it's not a problem, but at least if it's part of it inside, it's not going to be a problem. We pass it this fine.
It's even worse though, no? You mean if part of it's in the sukkah and most of it's in the house?
No, that's fine because you're eating on the part that's in the sukkah, so we're not worried you're gonna be pulled after. I mean, if I'm sitting in my sukkah and this is my house, so I'm right here, so what? I'm gonna sit like that and eat.
Right.
So I'm eating in the house. But if part of my sukkah is in the table, that's the part I'm eating on, so then we're not worried that you're gonna be pulled after so much as you can go to that part. And other just in Lemaisa, the Shara Tzion says, which is interesting then. So what might come out of this thinking that if, let's say you don't have a table in your sukkah, my sukkah is off now, and there's no table there, so let's say the sukkah starts and I go in there and I want to eat a bagel. My table's not in there, so are we worried, Shem Yim Shachach HaShulchan, my table's inside the house?
No.
Right. So the Shai Tzion says, very good. Shai Tzion says, he says, V'nira de kol zedaka biyoshev al pesach asukah mibifnim v'lokeach min amachal sharuchim lefonav al shulcham mibachutz. This is dafka. If you have your buffet right outside your sukkah and you're sitting by the door eating from your buffet, then it's a problem. You're eating off mamish from the table, not buffet. Your plate is there. Your mamish eating from your plate. You're eating your chulin from the plate right outside the sukkah. A kumosh etzir ha-gemara, like the gemara established that the yosav apuma dimetalalta. The asgazir shavim shavach shachano. Aval shalov v'chi agadna shiyoshe basukkah v'ochel v'ino lokeach min ha-shulchan klal. It's an interesting line he says. But if you're eating inside the sukkah and you're not taking from the table at all, right? You took your bagel from the house and now you go out into the sukkah. Rather, you're being like an ani. It's just interesting. Say, if you sit there with the bagel, just eating it like an ani. You're eating like an ani who doesn't have a table. You're eating like an ani, just eating the bagel in your hand. Then we're not worried that you might be pulled out to your table because you're sitting there and you don't have the table right there. That's what Paskins. Happens to be who brings on the answers. We wouldn't really stop there, but it brings up from the Melchamas that by a sukkah katana, it's not so. By a sukkah katana, right, even if you, the Mishabur is talking about. By a sukkah katana, if you go into a teeny sukkah that can't fit a table and you go with your bagel, he says you won't be yotzei. What? Right. So again, for the whole reason with the Raisa, right. I'm not going to go into that, but that you can go find your own. We'll stop there with, that's the end of the Tachos Sukkah. So I'm going to say,